Welcome back to Indians Warm-Up. Time for the KeyBank Manager Show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Indians a winner again last night, 3-0 down in Atlanta. New series here in Toronto tonight. And Tito, just looking back at yesterday, pitching again. My goodness, during this stretch where the Indians have played so well, that pitching's been so dominant. And Danny Salazar reined it in quickly last night after kind of getting his feet wet early.
I agree. I thought he looked a little bit, I don't want to say lethargic, I don't think that's a good word, but I didn't think he had his good energy. And Mickey grabbed him a couple times, and to Danny's credit, you know, when we scored, it looked like he got his extra gear. And Danny has a way of, when he needs to find another gear, he has it, which is really good. Because, you know, he's lost the plates at times this year. You know, he's got a lot of walks for a guy with an ERA that's as low as it is. But he doesn't shy away. He doesn't start nibbling. That's for darn sure. He just rears back, and he's got good enough stuff where he can pitch his way out of it.
And it's 12 in a row, and I know you've talked to Tom a lot about how the wins in a row, not necessarily a big deal to you, but what does it mean for the team, though, in terms of how they play and how they approach things because something big's happening?
Well, I think it helps us pay attention to detail. Well, I hope. You know, on one hand, guys can get complacent and take for granted. I don't think our guys are remotely doing that. I think what happens is guys start paying attention to detail because they like what we're doing. And that's a good thing. To your point about the streak or games in a row, I don't ever think about that except when I get asked. What I care about is our overall record. And I care about when we show up at the ballpark every day being ready to play, whether we've won or lost. I think it's easier to have a good atmosphere, obviously, when you're playing better. But our challenge is to have that atmosphere all the time.
One of the fun things to do when you're in that kind of stretch is look back, and the 51 team had a big stretch. And you look at their pitching. They had three 20-game winners, including Bob Feller. My goodness, in the history of the game, pitching always seems to come back to that. And I know you learned that early on, didn't you?
If you don't pitch, it's really tough. And, you know, I know you got to score runs, but when you pitch, and the way we've pitched recently has been really something, that it makes every run you score so meaningful. You know, yesterday we had a 2-0 lead, and we got that tack-on run to make it 3, and it just seemed like such a big run just because of the way the guys are pitching.
Well, you go from Atlanta, and now you're in Toronto facing a team for 4 days that has some serious firepower. What's the challenge here this weekend at the Rogers Center, no less?
Yeah, they'll bring you back to reality in a hurry. I mean, they really can hit the ball out of the ballpark, and they're explosive. You know, I think, you know, one of the keys is not walking guys and not letting them have crooked numbers. You know, make them earn everything they get and try to keep it to one, because they can put up a crooked number in a hurry.
And you face a knuckleballer tonight in R.A. Dickey, and there's some challenges there. You managed a knuckleballer, and a pretty good one, in Tim Wakefield for a while. What are the challenges managing a knuckleballer along the way?
You know, when you have a guy on your staff, and Wakefield was one of the very best, and it took me a little while, but you had to learn going into a game, there's going to be walks, there's going to be wild pitches, and there's going to be stolen bases. But if you're patient and you look up, and like Wakefield was so good, you look up in the seventh inning, a lot like Tomlin, you got a chance to win. But it took me a little while to kind of get used to that. You know, managing against him, you got to try to see what he has working that night. I mean, if he has everything working, it can be a really rough night. But you try to see, you know, is he throwing strikes? Is he commanding it? Is he able to throw it, you know, or is he getting behind the count? You try to get a gauge quickly and take advantage of what you can.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Stay tuned. More to come as Indians Warm-Up continues from Toronto after this on the Indians Radio Network.